Hi, you're listening to Hobosode number 196. This one is brought to you by Jim Dusky. You can thank Jim for us almost being to 200 Hobosodes. Holy shit, 200 of these things. So I'm looking at a Tradio list here, and there's a guy selling a 66 Mustang, no motor, no trans. And that's a little fucked up in 2019 to just be stating publicly he's not going to sell to transsexuals.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about that 66 Mustang.
Uh-huh.
How come there's no trans? Like, what,
you don't... Except for motor and transsexuals at the same time.
You don't like transsexuals? Like, I think that's very offensive for you to write that on your ad.
No, I got no use for the employer.
Whoa. I think he really did mean it.
Oh.
Hey, you know, it's 2019. You can't be like that.
I am like that. Well, I believe in the Bible.
Well, look, I just want to buy the Mustang, and I'm a transsexual. What's the big deal? I'll pay for it.
Well, I don't give a damn then.
What?
Bring cash.
Yeah, I've got cash, but why are you saying no trans?
You're the one that started the transsexual shit. I didn't know that about you until you said that. I don't know why I need to know that about you.
Well, no, you wrote it right here in the ad. It says no trans.
No translation.
No, it says no trans. And
well, trans means translation. In that case.
Yeah, I know what you meant. I mean, you just said it a while ago when I called you. You're being kind of an asshole.
Well, don't worry about that. Move on. Don't buy that car.
I want to buy the car.
Don't worry about that car.
I want a 66 Mustang. God damn it.
Let's do that. We'll find one somewhere else, man.
I got $10,000 in cash. I'm just a trans. Like, what? You're not going to sell to me just because I'm a trans?
No, I'll sell it to you. Bring your money.
No, it sounds like you're going to, like, lure me there and then kick my ass.
No, we're not going to do that. You're safe.
You said you hate my type.
Well, come bring the cash and come get it. You ain't playing with my car. You just try to fuck with me. I'm not having it with you anyway.
I'm not trying to fuck with... I just want to buy the car. Man, how much chewing tobacco did he have stuffed in his mouth? Couldn't understand any of that. All right, here's a small bathroom vanity. An I/F, whatever the fuck that means.
Hello?
Hey, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave, your neighbor.
Steve who?
Steve Dave, your neighbor. Were you sleeping?
Well, kind of.
Oh, what were you dreaming about?
Huh? What?
What were you dreaming about?
Who is this? Steve Dave.
Yeah, in the blue house. What were you dreaming about?
Where do you live?
In the blue house. Just tell me, what were you dreaming about? Quick, before you forget.
I wasn't dreaming about anything. I've never heard of a Steve Dave.
Yeah, I'm just down the street a little bit. Like, are you just embarrassed to tell me what you're dreaming about? Just tell me, come on.
Listen, don't call this number again.
Why not? It's just a simple question. Well, there we go. I ruined that call.
Yeah.
Hey, Gary?
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling about those cabinet doors.
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave. Are they like a dark varnish or like a light varnish?
Wait, hang on.
Why do I gotta wait? Gary?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I was sleeping.
Oh, what were you dreaming about?
Gosh.
That's like a guaranteed way to get them to hang up. Let me try them right back.
Hi, this is Gary. Please leave your name.
Hello, Lucille. Lucille?
What?
Is this Lucille?
Who is this?
It's Steve Dave. I'm calling about that queen bed headboard and rails.
It's gone.
I know. I bought it from you.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you know, a couple screws fell out of it. It just collapsed. I was asleep. I was, like, dreaming and everything. Can you come over and fix it?
Why are you calling this time of morning?
Well, it's only midnight.
Yeah, but you woke me up. I was sleeping.
I know, but your bed woke me up because the screws fell out. And like, the whole corner just kind of fell down on the floor. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it. I'm too tired to figure it out. Can I give you my address?
No.
Why not?
You don't make sense. Don't be calling my house.
No, come on. I paid good money for this, and like the screws fell out.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean, yeah, right?
Because you act like I'm stupid, and I'm not.
It woke me up. Like, it fell so hard on the floor, it woke me up. Who's that? Who's that in the background? Who's that?
I'm not telling you. Why?
Well, tell him to shut up. Like, we're on the phone. Lucille? Lucille? Hello, Lucille? Darn it, I was going to try and get her to help me put it back together. But no, she's going to hang up on me. It's midnight in the time zone that I'm calling right now.
Hello?
Hey. Here's a guy selling a hookah driving system. Oh wait, no, a diving system. I still don't know what it is.
Hello?
Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling about the hookah diving system.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, what the fuck is that? What the fuck's a hookah?
I don't want to sell one. I want to buy one.
Oh, but what is it? I don't know what the fuck a hookah diving system is.
Do you know it's past midnight?
Yes, I do. It is 12:18 in the morning. Should I just Google it? Oh, he's gone. I am not having much luck getting anyone else to answer. I think we're going to have to just kind of end it. I don't know if this hobosode was any good. I'm sorry if it completely sucked. Steve?
Yes?
Why'd you hang up on me?
Man, Google it. If you don't know what a hookah system is, don't call me.
I just, like, can I don't have Google.
Well,
just
don't call me again, man.
Just describe it to me. Don't be an asshole. Steve refuses to be my own personal Google. He's kind of an asshole.
Hello.
Hey, Ron?
Hello.
Ron?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling about that Murphy bed.
The Murphy bed, yes.
Yeah, the Murphy bed. How much?
About $100.
Okay, you didn't put that in there. I just want to come. I just want to come there and sleep. Sleep in it. Can I just sleep in it tonight?
No, it's for sale.
I know, but I just like
taken away.
I want to make sure that I like it, and then if I like it in the morning, I'll pay for it and I'll take it with me. I have my truck.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Why not? Why?
Because.
Because why? That's not an answer. Mattress. Hey, tell that lady to shut up. What? Come on. Okay, I'm going to try them back.
All right, Sheriff's Department.
Please let me sleep in your Murphy bed. The hotels won't let me in because I'm drunk. Okay, whatever. I give up. Did he answer as the Sheriff's Department? Does that trick work on anyone? Are people like, oh shit, I accidentally called the sheriff's department. I better just hang up the phone before they complete the trace. I think that's it. I know this is going to be a short hobo-sode, but I'm not getting a lot of other answers, and I'm getting kind of far back in the list, and there's so many repeats in here. Like, the same people leave ads on these Tradio things every couple days. Luckily, they have the names in here so I can recognize them, because there are a lot of repeats. So listen, everyone, I'm going to be on the road for the next few days, you know, corporate sabbatical and all that stuff. So I might not get any more shows done this week. Hopefully I can get to one this weekend. But, you know, last week I said that too, and I didn't do one on the weekend. That was all Jim Dusky's fault. So this might be it for shows for a little while. I'm sure I'll be back next week, but you know, hopefully I'll get something done. Maybe I'll re-release some snowplow shows or something, play some best of shows or whatever. Just hang in there, though. I'll be back soon. Thanks again, Jim Dusky, for sponsoring this Hobosode. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And hopefully you'll hear from me soon, unless I get in a car wreck and die. All right, bye. And the cracks begin to show.
You did not have my permission to give information to the Chinese.